Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. Jazzed Up Downtown Series April 21st. Jazz Sudbury has resumed its free concert series every Thursday evening from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Oscar's Grill, located at 86 Durham Street in downtown Sudbury. The series features musicians from the Sudbury jazz community. The Chris Dardick Trio performs April 21st. Visit www.jazzsudbury.com. Celtic Illusion at the Sudbury Arena April 22. Celtic Illusion brings its magic to the Sudbury Community Arena on April 22. Show features dance and magical illusion. Includes a cast of internationally acclaimed dancers, including performers from Riverdance and Lord of the Dance. Tickets available at greatersudbury.ca/tickets. TNO presents Le Club des Ephemeres until April 23. A TNO creation that had its original run postponed by the pandemic. This dramatic comedy by Alain Doom features five residents in a retirement home who are being interviewed for a documentary on the dreadful swarms of Lake Nipissing shadflies, called Ephemeres in French, that engulf North Bay every summer. These ladies find the request disappointing. They would much rather discuss a topic dear to their hearts, the Dionne quintuplets. They share their memories for the camera, but in doing so, each of them ends up revealing a sordid page of her past. Le Club des Ephemeres will return to the stage at College Boreal April 20-23. Some performances will be presented with English subtitles. Purchase tickets online here. Sudbury Performance Group presents comedians Darren Frost and Kenny Robinson April 23. A very adult stand-up tour featuring Darren Frost and Kenny Robinson visits the Colson Entertainment Center April 23. A double headlining tour starring comedians known across the country for their profane opinionated brand of in-your-face style and social commentary. With sold-out shows at the Winnipeg Comedy Festival and with a combined 60 years of comedy in Canada, this show is bound to push your buttons and expand your horizons. Show starts at 7:30 p.m. Purchase tickets online here. Book launch, poet Noel Schmidt, April 23. Noel Schmidt's book, Claimings and Other Wild Things, is an eclectic collection of intimate poetry that delves into mental health, suicide, queerness, and identity. Who am I? How did I get here? And how do I keep going? These are the central questions explored and dissected. Childhood innocence to adolescent depression. These poems are somber and brooding, yet flavored with determination and accented by sparks of hope. A launch is scheduled for Saturday, April 23, 2 to 4 p.m. at Sudbury Indie Cinema, 162 Mackenzie Street, and will also be live streamed. Books will be available for purchase at the launch for $20 or can be ordered from a favorite bookseller. Online auction fundraiser for Turtle Pond Wildlife Center until April 23. Turtle Pond Wildlife Center is holding an online auction fundraiser. Bids are only open until noon April 23, so if you want to take part, you're going to have to do it soon. The auction is available online here. All proceeds go directly towards Turtle Pond Wildlife Center and the animals there. With over 200 pieces of unique artwork, jewelry, experiences, and other handcrafted treasures, there's something for everyone, and lots of gift ideas for Mother's Day. Turtle Pond, based out of Val-Caron, is now the only authorized wildlife rehabilitation center in northeastern Ontario after the closure of the wild at Heart Refuge Center in Lively in 2019. Book launch April 24. Ottawa author Rick Prashaw will launch his second memoir, Father Rick Roman Catholic, April 24, at Twigs Coffee. The event begins at 2 p.m. Former Nickel Belt MP Claude Gravel and Angela Green, a living organ donor, will speak at the event. Prashaw will tell stories, do readings, and sell and sign his book. La Slague presents Diane Tell April 24. Since the days when she won 6 Felix Music Industry Awards before her 25th birthday, Diane Tell has had a long and successful international career spanning 4 decades. Her work includes megahits that live on in memories. And now, her latest album entitled Haiku beats a new musical path. It's practically a new genre, where rock has jazz-like freedom and inventiveness. Concert takes place April 24 at 7:30 p.m. at College Boreal. Purchase tickets online here. Presentation on Schools and Community Safety April 26, Kevin J. Cameron, who led the crisis response following the 1999 school shooting in Tabor, Alta, gives a free virtual presentation on schools and community safety at 6:30 p.m. April 26. The presentation, which will be in English, is being hosted by the Community Threat Assessment Protocol Group. A dynamic speaker, Kevin Cameron will build on the lessons learned from Frank DeAngelis, retired principal of Columbine High School, who made a presentation in Sudbury earlier in April. Participants will gain insight into how a collaborative response to complex events, such as trauma or serious violence, better serves the overall community. Join via Zoom. Community Volunteer Income Tax Program available until April 29. United Way Centrade Northeast Ontario, Nord-Est de l'Ontario, UWCNEO, in partnership with Canada Revenue Agency, is now offering the Virtual Community Volunteer Income Tax Program, CVIT, to help low-income earners file their taxes at zero cost. The virtual CVIT program is available from March 1 to April 29, 2022. Eligible clients may register online at uwcneo.com or by phone at 705-560-3330, ext. 210. Place des Arts Grand Opening April 29-30 following the by-invitation-only inauguration ceremony earlier on April 29. The public is invited to take a stroll through the brand new Place des Arts building from 7 to 11 p.m. that evening. The event will feature art installations, art exhibitions, artist performances and DJs. You'll also be able to have a drink and a bite to eat at the bistro. Then, on April 30 from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., young and old alike will have a fun-filled family day to enjoy their new cultural home. There will be a scavenger hunt, face painting, storytelling, construction games, clowns, art exhibits and more. Reserve your spot for these events at the Place des Arts box office. Carrefour Francophone presents interactive dance performance, Francophone Family Activity. April 30th, families are invited to take part in this interactive dance performance by Foolish Operations. Tricotter knitting is a participative performance where dance looks a lot like knitting. The audience, placed in a circle, produces the dance, in which wool threads weave links between the audience, the space and the performer. As the dance winds back and forth, the wool threads form a giant knot of bright colors. Memories of knitting in our own families come back to mind. You will experience a lovely moment of curiosity and exploration, along with a sense of belonging to a community. Event to take place April 30th at Place des Arts as part of opening celebrations. Event was originally supposed to take place April 23. 10:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. workshop is free, but reservations required. Make reservations here. Art Gallery of Sudbury presents Inuit Prints Exhibition until April 30. The Art Gallery of Sudbury invites you to visit to a new exhibition featuring 60 prints by 27 Inuit artists titled First Sign of Spring. Inuit Prints from the Collections 1959 to 1970. The exhibit runs until April 30. Artists include Kanowa Kashevik, Pitsiolik Ashuna, Lucy Chinuayuak, Kananjinik Putuguk and Helen Kalvik. Pre-book your visit online at artsudbury.org or phone 705-675-4871 to make your booking. Create a Nature Mandala during April. Coalition for a Livable Sudbury invites residents to celebrate Earth and its changing seasons by making a Nature Mandala. Typically arranged in a circular shape that radiates from a central point, a nature-made mandala can be created from found materials such as pine cones, acorns, dried flowers and leaves, cattails, pebbles, rocks shells, branches and any other sort of natural material. When you've completed your mandala, post your photo and tag at Livable Sud anytime in April. Learn more here. La Slague presents Nocturna, The Magical Night, French-language family film. Screening May 1. La Slague presents family French-language screenings of the film, Nocturna, The Magical Night, at Sudbury Indie Cinema. There is an upcoming screening on May 1. Part of the Les Petites Vues series. In the aging orphanage, the days pass very uneventfully, but the nights are something quite different, at least for Tim they are. The light reflected from the stars is the only cure for his fear of the dark. One night this fear leads him to the orphanage rooftop, where he discovers that his favorite star has disappeared, and unfortunately it's not going to be the last one. Purchase tickets online here. Parenting Seminar May 5th Rainbow District School Board invites parents and guardians to join a webinar on parenting for positive mental health Thursday, May 5th from 7 to 8 p.m. Part of Children's Mental Health Week in Rainbow Schools. The webinar will be presented by Amanda Lamb, Director of the Center for Family Initiatives at the Pine River Institute. Register online here. Salon du Livre du Grand Sudbury May 5-8 The 10th edition of the Francophone Book Fair and Literary Festival is coming up May 5-8 at the brand new Place des Arts building. Special guests include Thompson Highway, Edema Wummy and Chloe La Duchesse. Festival goers will have opportunities to meet these authors and 60 others in a wide variety of stimulating programming, evening performances, literary luncheons, literary teas, literary happy hours, talks, roundtables, interviews, artistic events and more. Learn more on the organization's website. Sudbury Symphony Orchestra presents Hopes and High Notes May 7th. Sudbury Symphony Orchestra presents its concert Hopes and High Notes on Saturday, May 7th. The concert will be presented by the entire Sudbury Symphony Orchestra. This performance was cancelled in 2020 with the beginning of the pandemic. Features the works of Mozart, including his popular Symphony 41. Principal cellist Dubrakna Zubek also performs the solo line in Canadian composer Chan Kon-nin's Soulmate. Concert takes place starting at 7:30 p.m. at Laurentian University's Fraser Auditorium. Hall capacity unrestricted, as per current public health guidelines. Purchase tickets here. Cleanup Blitz May 7th. The city is currently looking for people to register for the annual Cleanup Blitz, set to take place from 9 to 11 a.m. on May 7th. Registrations are being accepted until April 29th, and more information can be found by clicking here. The forms are also available at any citizen service center or library, and more information can also be found by phoning the city's helpline at 311. Carrefour Francophone presents La Boîte aux Chansons with Natalie Chiquette, Francophone Family Show, May 8th. Natalie Chiquette is a soprano like no other who brings her wonderful sense of humor to opera, making it more accessible. In this children's production, she shows kids how cool opera can be. Along with her young audience, she discovers the contents of her brand new music box. It contains all kinds of music: jazz, rock, blues, pop, folk, rap. Could we use all of that to make opera? Let's give it a try. Show takes place May 8th at 2 p.m. at the new Place des Arts building. Show co-presented by Salon du Livre du Grand Sudbury. Purchase tickets online here. Sudbury Open Mic May 12th. You're warmly invited to a restart of Sudbury's Open Mic at the main public library. May 12th at 6 p.m. in the Reader's Lounge. The Open Mic has been going for 22 years as a successful part of Sudbury's arts scene, but had not been operating during the COVID pandemic. Share poetry, fiction or writing, or just come to listen. 4-minute time slots. After this rebirthing, Open Mic runs the second Thursday of every month, in the evening, same place. TNO presents Man-Man La Mer May 12-14. Man-Man La Mer by DeJenny LeGuerre features Marjolaine, who has a gift. In her dreams she sees future events. Her mother tries to stifle this unwelcome connection with disreputable beliefs of their Haitian past. But when Marjolaine comes down with a mysterious incurable disease, her only remaining hope is to travel to Haiti to be cared for by her grandmother. Is Man-Man Lamy a midwife, a mystic, or simply a loving elder? Crick? Yee Crick. A charismatic storyteller weaves Haitian oral tradition, true life experience and lighthearted moments into an engaging first-person narrative that explores Haitian spirituality and the mother-daughter relationship. Runs May 12-14 at Place des Arts. Some performances will be presented with English subtitles. Purchase tickets online here. DaBaby at Sudbury Community Arena May 20th. American rapper DaBaby plays the Sudbury Community Arena May 20th. Purchase tickets at www.greatersudbury.ca/tickets, in person at the Sudbury Community Arena or by phone at 705-671-3000. Sudbury Arts Council Photo Contest June 1st Submission Deadline. Sudbury Arts Council, SAC, invites amateur and professional photographers to submit images for a 2023 desk calendar. The Arts Council has an opportunity to do something fun with journal printing by supplying images for the company's annual complimentary calendar. The theme is Naturally Sudbury. Submissions should focus on Sudbury's natural beauty. 13 color images will be selected by members of the Arts Council Board, one for each month and a cover shot. Deadline for submissions to sac.communicate@gmail.com is June 1, 2022. More information regarding submissions is available at the SAC website, www.sudburyartscouncil.ca. Pierogies and cabbage rolls. Mondays to Fridays. Fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for curbside pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Seniors Center. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.